This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in Philippians chapter 1 today, beginning in verse 21. Philippians 1, verse 21, where Paul the Apostle, speaking again from a jail cell, says these famous words, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." It's clear that for Paul, it was more than the fact that his life began and ended with Christ. He was saying that his life was Christ. Everything was decided in the light of Christ and kingdom. Christ was the center of all directional pursuits, all decisions, all loves, all passions. You see, Christ was not part of his life. Christ, again, was literally his life. He was wrapped up in Jesus. Now, this was perhaps, you might say, a unique role or attribute in Paul. But is he in Christ himself expecting the same out of us? Well, is this not, in fact, true Christianity? We spoke last time we were together about the great missionary Jim Elliot. Well, Jim Elliot, he understood what Paul understood, and that is that all of our stuff is just future yard sale merchandise. Every relationship, every desire, interest, hobby, and pleasure, it's all going to be left behind. For everyone, all of us. Why do most of us feel that we are excused from this level of faith, the level of Paul the Apostle, the level of Jim Elliot? Well, maybe it's because we erroneously believe that there are actually levels of faith. Let me ask you this. How would you finish this sentence? For me to live is... Because the honest answer to that question correctly establishes whether we do indeed have any other gods before us and whether we truly love Christ supremely. Because if we're honest, many of us would answer to live is to get married, to have children, to have a good job that pays well, to know pleasure, to have fun, etc., etc. To seek first the kingdom of God means a life of greater blessing and joy than we could ever achieve on our own. But you know, the sad fact is so many of us simply do not believe that. Verse 22 of our text goes on, and Paul says, "But if I live on in the flesh, this will bring my fruit from my work. Yet I don't know what I will choose, but I am hard-pressed between the two, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Verse 24, yet to remain in the flesh is more needful for your sake." Now, we read this, it's important because we need to be clear that Paul didn't have some sort of death wish. No, he wasn't suicidal, albeit some will no doubt find his life, well, more than a bit reckless. He knew what was waiting on the other side, and he did indeed live in the light of it. You know, we don't talk too much about heaven these days, do we? I guess it can seem almost childlike and even cliche in our modern world. But I think we should, because it is there. Because it is there and then that we will finally be what we were in the garden before the fall. 1 Corinthians 13:12 tells us, quote, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then," that is in heaven, "face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, even as I was also fully known." Paul, he understood something else. Our checkout date, well, it's predetermined. And all the brand in the world is not going to change that. So for Paul, he just wanted his brief time here, and gang, it is so brief, to count for more than just trophies and comfort. While Paul was on this earth, he wanted to have godly fruit. And as John, the Apostle John, put it, fruit that remains. Fruit that remains after one is gone. And again, only lives redeemed will make it through all the years, through all the excesses of man. Only that which then is sent ahead, where the moths and rust of time do not destroy, Matthew 6:20, is going to matter. there was a part of Paul that was anxious, I think, to get on with the show, to see what was on the other side. But he also was compelled by his love for mankind, one that was wholly lost, a mankind that was wholly lost without the gospel. And it seemed by reading this that he was anxious also to grab a few more souls before he went home.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.